Homeland Security promises order will be restored in Los Angeles. By Hannah Knudsen on June 9, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security promised on Sunday night that order will be restored in Los Angeles as rioters lash out at law enforcement and engage in widespread looting in protest of immigration operations. Order will be restored, the department wrote, sharing two images of a rioter standing on top of a vehicle covered in graffiti, holding up the Mexican flag. Flames and smoke can be seen in the background. The Department of Homeland Security said in another post that the chaos that has erupted in the Blue City is the natural consequence of politicians vilifying our ICE law enforcement, comparing them to the Nazi Gestapo, igniting these riots. Under the leadership of a POTUS Trump, we will put the safety of American citizens first, not these criminal illegal aliens that sanctuary city politicians are defending, it vowed, calling on California's politicians to call off their rioting mob. For 2 days, the department has called on California officials to tone down what they describe as dangerous rhetoric about U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. In a June 7 press release, the department detailed that the night prior, over 1,000 rioters surrounded a federal law enforcement building and assaulted ICE law enforcement officers, slashed tires, defaced buildings, and taxpayer-funded property. It still took the Los Angeles Police Department 2 hours to respond to the violence. While Democrat politicians such as Governor Gavin Newsom, D., and LA Mayor Karen Bass, D., blame the unrest on Trump even as ICE continues to capture criminal illegal aliens in LA, including murderers and sex offenders. Arrests include an illegal alien named Quang Chan Phan, a gang-affiliated individual whose criminal history includes a conviction for second-degree murder. An illegal named Armando Ordaz, whose criminal history includes sexual battery in L.A. An illegal named Jordan Mauricio Mesa Esquivel, whose criminal history includes arrests for distribution of both heroin and cocaine as well as domestic violence, and many more.